Hello,
we are studying the article of Baal HaSulam, the wisdom of Kabbalah and philosophy. We're in the headline, How Can a Spiritual Beget a Corporeal? In the Hebrew edition, it's in page 36. Wisdom of Kabbalah and philosophy, the title, How Can a Spiritual Beget a Corporeal?
Ulam, lichora, kashe lehavin.
It is seemingly difficult to understand how the spiritual can beget and extend anything corporeal. This question is an ancient philosophical query that much ink has been spilt attempting to resolve it. Truth is that this question is difficult only if one follows their doctrine. For they determine the form of spirituality without any connection to anything corporeal. This produces a difficult question. How can the spiritual lead to or father anything corporeal? But it is the view of the sages of Kabbalah that this is not difficult at all. For their terms are complete opposite from those of philosophers. They maintain that any spiritual quality equalizes with the corporeal quality like two drops in a pond. Thus the relationships are of the utmost affinity and there is no separation between them except in the substance. The spiritual consists of a spiritual substance, and the corporeal consists of corporeal substance. However, all the qualities in the spiritual materials apply also to corporeal materials. As has been explained in the article, the essence of the wisdom and
Kabbalah.
The old philosophy presents three opinions as obstacles before my explanation. The first is their decision that the power of the human intellect is the eternal soul, man's essence. The second is their conjecture that the body is an upshot of the soul. The third is their saying that spiritual entities are simple objects and not complex. Yes. Well,
כן גילת.
Yes, גילת.
רבי, אין נכון לומר שבקבלה רוחני זה על מנת להשפיע.
True to say that in Kabbalah, spiritual is in order to bestow and corporeal is in order to receive.
As it's also correct. But not our corporeal, but rather spiritual. Otherwise, it turns out that we are dividing reality to corporeal and spiritual according to qualities.
Again, I didn't get it.
What's corporeal? These are forces that we seemingly can attain in this world according to our nature. Yes? And the spiritual is that which we can attain only under the condition that we will receive spiritual sensors or senses.
So how can the spiritual beget the corporeal, if at all?
That's what he's asking. And we need to read onwards.
How,
according to Kabbalah, there's a connection between the spiritual and the corporeal.
Let's read. I don't want to limit you and not let you think.
Again,
how can the spiritual beget a corporeal? It is seemingly difficult to understand how the spiritual can beget and extend anything corporeal. This question is an ancient philosophical query that much ink has been spilled attempting to resolve it. The truth is that this question is difficult only if one follows their doctrine, for they determined the form of spirituality without any connection to anything corporeal. This produces a difficult question. How can the spiritual lead to or father anything corporeal? But it is the view of the sages of Kabbalah that this is not difficult at all, for their terms are the complete opposite from those of philosophers. They maintain that any spiritual quality equalizes with the corporeal quality like two drops in a pond, like two drops of water. Thus, the relationships are of the utmost affinity, and there is no separation between them except in the substance. The spiritual consists of a spiritual substance, and the corporeal consists of a corporeal substance. However, all the qualities in spiritual materials apply also to corporeal materials. As has been explained in the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. But the old philosophy presents three opinions as obstacles before my explanation. The first is their decision that the power of the human intellect is the eternal soul, man's essence. The second is their conjecture that the body is an upshot of the soul. The third is their saying that spiritual entities are simple objects and not complex.
Yes, so what are the questions here? Maybe we should continue.
Yes.
Materialistic psychology. Not only is it the wrong place to argue with them about their fabricated conjectures, but also the time of supporters of such views has already passed and their authority revoked. Also, we should thank the experts of materialistic psychology for that, which built its plinth on the ruin of the former, winning the public's favor. Now everyone admits to the nullity of philosophy, for it is not built on concrete foundations. The old doctrine became a stumbling block and a deadly thorn to the sages of Kabbalah, because where they should have subdued before the sages of Kabbalah and assumed abstinence and prudence, sanctity and purity before the sages disclosed before them even the smallest thing in spirituality, they easily received what they wanted from the formative philosophy. For without payment or price, they watered them from their fountain of wisdom to satiation and refrained from laboring in the wisdom of Kabbalah until the wisdom has almost been forgotten from Israel. Hence, we are grateful to materialistic psychology for handing it a deadly blow.
כן.
Yes.
Psychology, materialistic. What
are we talking about? Material. When we speak of materialistic psychologies, who wrote about it? Stu. What is he talking about?
Here it speaks of the psychology that talks about the perception of a person, and that comes and moves philosophy from where it was before in its height, and seemingly took its place somewhat. That's it. Because the whole thing has to do with the perception of reality. And philosophy served as a means, a tool, a vessel for perception of reality, until psychology came along. And when psychology started to explain how a person grasps reality, then not much room remained for philosophy. Because philosophy is all a result of characters of a person. Yes.
Can we say that the entire difference between them is that in psychology you make experiments and in philosophy you don't make any experiments, it's only based on imagination?
That too.
And we know psychology is not is an imprecise science. Meaning, even if it's not precise sciences, when you make experiments, it's...
Look, every science has its boundaries. And even if you measure something and you're certain that your measurements are correct, there's in their foundation something that you are the assumption, there's a an axiom that is put up there. And that's why there is nevertheless a big difference between philosophy and psychology. Because psychology at least is coming from experience. From experience. Okay? You're tired already. You know what? Let's stop here before I am Solomon, and God willing, we'll continue tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
With gladness. Tell you about our broadcast schedule for today, Wednesday, 10 a.m., the news program with Rav, 12 p.m. Israel time, the afternoon lesson. At 5:30, reading the study of the Ten Sefirot, and at 7:30, the Zohar reading, and a song.
כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים הטוב ומנעים